Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. This is Dr. Vincent Medici. My favorite part of each week, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock or so, I bring you the salt of the ocean each Saturday. Salt. Salt's a big deal. Sodium chloride. The chlorine is the cleanser. Chlorine is scouring powder. Chlorine is an electron-deficient atom that scours through the body to break things down. It's why the rocks of the ocean are rough and not slimy like the rocks in the lake. If you bring the sodium chloride concentration high enough in the body, you disinfect. Salt was worth its weight in gold. Different authors do histories. I don't know if you know that. They do histories of certain foods, like the history of cod, the history of sugar. One of the great historical epics is the history of salt, worth its weight in gold at one time. And of course, if you watch animals in the wilderness, those Serengeti plain animals, in hordes at different times during the year, elephants are famous for this. They'll, being group mammals, get together and take these long hauls through all sorts of treacherous terrain to get to the salt licks, caves where nature's produced high concentrations of salt, where the wall of the cave will taste like seawater. And they'll lick the walls until they get their fill of salt. Not a little thing, a big thing. Watch nature. You'll get your answers. I wish we were doing this more with DNA. It is a current passion of mine and will be increasingly. And there's two ways to look at the DNA. And this is so relevant for you. And the reason it's relevant for you is the way you understand yourself and your interface with the medical community is going to change beyond radically over the next 10 to 20 years. It's going to change in the sense that you're going to be hearing a lot about genetics and being profiled for your genes and what your genes are going to tell you. And just like the computer was this new thing 30 years ago, I mean, when I was in college, no one used computers. You typed up your lab report and paid somebody to type it. That's what I always did, to translate my hieroglyphics into human prose. I paid someone. And then you submitted that to the teacher. And this gave you all sorts of latitude. Believe me, thank God. Now everything's computerized. So it's become a lot more complicated. And as you know, you've had to master the technology or you can't do anything anymore. Even 5 years ago, you could get away with it. You can't. That's going to happen with DNA. That's going to happen with RNA. And what you're going to have to do so that you prosper rather than drown in this, so that you know where the devil is in all of this, and trust me, there's a devil. All these technologies in the name of science that come down the line have two sides, the angels and the devils. And the devils, they feast, they manipulate off your ignorance. So if you don't understand really how to work a computer will own you. And even if you master the technology, a computer will own you. And common sense tells us in the human community that computers are owning us now. I mean, for as much as everything's automated, is the quality better? For as much as everything's automated, are the lines any shorter? For as much as everything is automated and for as much as all the communication technologies have advanced, are we any closer than we were 100 years ago? Do we love each other? Is the average person happier? I don't think so. I think on the overall, the computer, if I had my choice, I'd probably not want the computer. Why? Because I'm anti-technology? Not at all. I love the computer. But I think on the overall, we were better as human beings. We were healthier. We were more creative. And the deception within the computer, and I'll get to DNA in a second, the conception within the computer is that it was going to advance human understanding. But the question is, to what end? And that's where we suffer. So topically or superficially, it's better. Underneath it all, it's not. It's like the menu at Denny's. If you go to Denny's, I've been there occasionally in the last number of years. It's always a bad night if I'm at Denny's. And you look at the menu, and they got it down. You look at the food that comes to your plate, and you want to vomit. That's kind of the way it works now. The technologies can embellish our perception of reality, but it ends up being a false perception. So computers may expand knowledge, but did they? Is there more creative thought? Are we producing more Einsteins or more data? Computers may bring us together, and software programs like Facebook must bring us more in contact with each other. You can look up that old girlfriend from 60 years ago and see how she's doing. Sure you can. But are we a more Christian community than we were 100 years ago? I don't think so. The point is DNA. DNA, RNA, template codes, coding strands, Shine-Delgado sequences, nucleotide sequences, mutations, single nucleotide polymorphisms. It is so beautiful. And this is the upside of it. To break down these God-given mechanisms, the question is, to what end? What will we conclude? And I bring you this show today because what we conclude, of course, is the great lie. And the great lie is that we are our DNA. And this is what you're going to be bombarded with. You're going to be bombarded. The more we learn about what causes disease, the more we learn about what makes you you, the more you're going to hear, well, it's your DNA. And we haven't even gotten into profiling. I'm profiling my clients. My patients are profiled now. I tell them I want the DNA profile to run on you. I want to know what the genes are saying. Now, that sounds ironic, right? I realize that. That sounds backwards, right? Considering the first 10 minutes of the show. And now I'm telling you that my patients are profiled. Of course they are, because I want to know, but how I use it is very different than how it's used. I use it to give you freedom. It's being used as a means of telling you that there's nothing you can do because the DNA says so. And we are at the point now where we'll be more and more, we're spending more and more and more money to figure out how genes, when they express. So when we say when genes express, we mean along these sequences of what we call template DNA, nucleotide sequences, adenine, thymine, guanine, cytosine. Among these sequences of nucleotide initiate all sorts of other steps. The template code of DNA lays the foundation for messenger RNA, and messenger RNA lays the foundation for translation into the protein, and the protein that's made is, well, whether you have what color eyes you have or whether or not your heart beats correctly or not. We'll just keep it very, very, very simple. But the point is that when we study your sequences on the DNA template, we can say to you, your gene, which is just a group of these sequences, is about, on 6 miles of DNA, there's about 30,000 genes or so. And we know a bit of what they do, but we don't know half of what they do. So even though we coded 20 years ago, we mapped the human genome. That was Craig Venter 20 years ago. Even though we've mapped the human genome, we don't know what the genes do at about 50%. So right now we know there's about 30,000 genes or so, loosely speaking, and we don't know what half of them do. So we really are in our infancy, but that doesn't deny us what's going to go down over the next 10 years. That's us. That's Homo sapien. The minute we get a piece of this down, if it can hit the market and pass the boards that study it, it's there. And genetic profiling is here. Wojcicki of Google, right, was trying to do that $99 profile that didn't land. But she's going to be back to do it. And all it means is more information. It's like Ancestry.com, right? It's like you can find out where you're from. It's fun. You can profile yourself. It's going to be marketed to you as fun. And the reason it hasn't happened is because, well, the science still has holds. But more than that, there's ethical considerations. It's one thing to find out that you're 1/32nd Cherokee Indian. It's another thing to find out that you've got, you know, a 400% increase in the probability of breast cancer. But it's coming because it's here. You gotta get hip to this. You gotta. Because I'm telling you, because I'm seeing it happen now. It's been happening all along. All along, our understanding of genetics has put the kibosh on your free trade, on your right to say, I will not die of cancer. I will not get Parkinson's. I will not be destroyed by Alzheimer's. I'm more than my DNA. And now, of course, the holistic community has euphemized it into DNA is not my destiny, which is a euphemism you may be familiar with or not. Hey, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I have a truly novel approach. I don't think anyone's doing this. I hope other people do this. Don't sell, tell it straight. You're not going to get rich, but you're going to tell the truth. And you need the truth. Because we're all going down the tubes. There's going to be no holistic medicine if we don't start telling the truth. The real truth. And nothing but the truth. And nothing but the truth is, you have to understand with depth where you're at. Like you understood raising your children. Like you understand the things you understand about what you do for a living. That's all that we're missing. You're smart enough. You're smart enough to do this. You're educated enough. Most of it's just common sense anyway. But if we don't put health on the A list, like we put rent and work and raising family and love on the A list, if we don't put health on that list, technology's going to bury us. It is. We are a very sick nation. If you look, you want to talk genetics? If you look at the bone structure of people 100 years ago and the bone structure of what I sit in classrooms today and what I see, it's pathetic. It is absolutely pathetic. We don't make kids with bones anymore. We make them with sponge. You don't have the Jack Dempsey's out there anymore. The bone structure's gone because the soil's gone, because there's too many things we do that we call just part of technology and urban living that are destroying the species. There's less vibration. Anyone that denies this is dense. Just dense and stupid. Stupid. It's okay to say stupid. Some people are stupid. Say it. Some people are stupid. Because when you listen to people say that we're better than we were 100 years ago, how are we stronger? How could the disappearance of the ecosystems breed a better species? How? How can you betray nature, the Lord, whatever you want to call it, to the extent we have, and produce better people? right there, your argument is over. So you have to get educated. And I tell you, in health, you must be educated about DNA, RNA, what a gene is. How does a gene express? So this segment, this sequence of nucleotides, are your code, and that specific sequence for you determines you to a point. And I say to a point because that sequence of DNA that's specific to you that we call the gene has variations in it. Those variations, yes, they accommodate differences. But the question becomes, will those bad genes, the sequences that threaten you, the diseases that have genetic probabilities, increased probabilities of expressing and bringing you to a disease, like the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene, the Angelina Jolie gene, the breast cancer gene, the gene that accorded her and others to amputate both breasts and rip out both ovaries because of what the gene said. Remember that? Remember she was Woman of the Year? I believe it was the next year. Do you think that was a coincidence? If you do not think that the amount of money behind this is in bed with the media in the interest of having you mutilate yourself needlessly or deny yourself needlessly, think again. So what I'm suggesting you understand is that whether or not a gene expresses is a very variable possibility. There's the code, and this is your lesson. There's a code, there's a sequence of DNA where someone can say, you have this sequence, and therefore you have this deleterious, this dangerous gene, BRCA1, in say. There's hundreds of them like this. The question, once they identify the gene, now when they identify the gene, that's when you pay money to get your code. Someone says, pay me because I'm going to run a profile and you test positive for this gene and that gene and all these genes that you tested positive for, these sequences are the bad ones. And they say, well, you know, you've got a 10% more increased risk for Parkinson's, and you've got a 400% increased risk for breast cancer, and you've got a 200% increased risk to have your gallbladder cut out. When you get profiled like that, they're reading the basic DNA template, the sequence. Whether or not that gene expresses, they have no idea. When they say you're 4 times more likely to get the disease, it's based on the template. It's based on calculations that assume the gene is going to express. Whether the gene expresses, expression means whether the gene actually gives you the disease, it's a matter of things they know very little about. Now, we've clumped this into one generalized term that we shouldn't, but we did. It's called epigenetics. So there's the genetic code, which is the profiling, and then there's genetic expression. In the genetic expression, I'm going to make it nice and simple for you so you can protect yourself against the ravages of technology. Whether or not the gene expresses is a function of the things you do to stay healthy. Duh. There it is. In simple living English terms, simplistic. If you're testing positive for the BRCA genes, and you're told you have an increased probability of getting sick, your job is to make sure the gene doesn't express. And the statistics that they compile are based on complete and total disrespect of that. The same way when you have a disease or the beginning of a disease and a doctor says this is chronic, it's degenerative, and it's progressive, and you say, can I do anything? Can I lose weight? Can I give up cigarettes? Can I start exercising? Can I fast? Can I develop this? Can I cleanse? The doctor says, no, that doesn't have anything to do with it. That doctor is doing the same thing that the geneticists are doing. The doctors are being the pawns in this case. The doctors are doing the same thing the geneticists are doing when they're telling you you're coded for the BRCA gene and there's not a lot you can do. It's in your genes. That's the lie. That's where the devil lives. It's okay to say the devil. It's okay to be scientific and say the devil. It's okay to be scientific and say there's the Lord. That's the scam they ran on you. They ran a scam on you. Do you understand you've been scammed? And then the scam on top of the scam are people who think all of this equates to dropping a couple of herbal supplements a week and you'll be protected, listening to radio shows, adding up the best and the brightest, and just doing as much of pill popping as you can. That's the second scam on top of the scam. That's not what you deserve. This is 2019. The Adele Davis years are over. This isn't the Gary Null show. It's time to understand you got to get radical. You have to have a foundation for health. You have to have your own template for health. You will shut those deleterious genes down. They will not express. And it's a lot more than acetylation, deacetylation, methylation, demethylation. It's just about loving yourself and mastering health. There you have it. Your Sunday sermon on Saturday. God bless you. Any of you lost in the labyrinth of health, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. 1007. Make that appointment. Come see me. I'll set you on the straight route and you'll decide just how much you want to love yourself. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.